and Dave in the morning.
All right, welcome to another behind the scenes podcast. Jay and Dave for Breakfast Holiday.
Hello, sunshine. Namaste.
And our pseudo producer, pseudo Hit FM announcer, pseudo person.
Jesus.
He's about to. Are we allowed to say the news yet?
I don't know. Is there any big news? I kind of feel like it's bad news for Bundy. Well, that's all I'm saying.
Jacob's leaving us to go to Bundaberg.
Yeah. I'm blasted. I'm going to miss you, boys.
We're not going to miss you.
Do you honestly mean that?
I'm not going to miss you guys being a pain in my ass most of the time, but I will miss the fun that we have inside the studio before, you know, I go on air and, you know, we have a bit of a chat in the morning. But you guys do make my life difficult and make everyone in the office's life difficult
as well.
That's
the nicest thing you've ever said.
Probably the only nice thing I'll ever say about you boys.
Good.
Do you expect something back or what?
Nah.
Not good.
Like, I wouldn't expect anything from you, Dave, because you are a bit of a tight ass, so I wouldn't expect anything from you, really.
He knows me too well.
He is very... What do you think about his linen shirt? Can we just be honest here?
Yep.
You're going into breakfast radio. Mm. It is time to step up the honesty level.
Mm,
that shirt there, does it look like somebody who lives in a retirement home?
No, I like a good linen shirt. The only thing
you've
I would say
you've never
about
worn
it,
a linen shirt I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, God, no. I just buy from Kmart or cheap stuff. Like,
didn't,
I'm like Dave.
Didn't
like,
you used to wear linen dresses with your sandals as Jesus? Because you look like Jesus.
No, I want to hear what he says about your shirt.
No, I love the shirt. The only thing I would say, and I can't really say much about it because I'm a bit of a hypocrite, is probably it needs a little bit of an iron. That's the only thing I would say. But then I have an iron for about 5 years, so I can't say much.
So you're on your own but now.
What?
You don't like the shirt? Jacob is my best friend from now on.
Would you wear that, Jacob?
Yeah, I'd wear it.
You would not. He's such a... Look at his eyes. He is lying through his teeth. You are lying through your teeth. You would not wear that.
Oh, well, is it a little bit see-through?
Yes.
It is see-through,
yes. I thought so. I was going to say I can see some nice stuff under there.
Yeah, wait until it gets wet.
Not great at all. So we got this new segment coming up on the show very soon. It's called What's Cooking in the Kitchen. So we're going to steal some recipes from TikTok and then like make them live on the air. I don't know how this is going to go.
Have you guys ever tried making one of those TikTok recipes?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got about 40 saved and I've never made a single one.
Do you know which one I did make?
Which one?
The cherry tomatoes in the in the pan that you put in the oven.
Yeah.
You buy the big... cheese. Oh, I can't remember what cheese it is.
Oh, maybe camembert or something.
Camembert.
Or brie or something. Yeah.
So you put that in the middle, then you put the olive oil over the top and all the spices, and then you bake and you cook your pasta. Anyway, you put that in the oven. When it comes out, it just all mashes up to this big sauce. You add your pasta. Done. Oh, my God. So good.
Okay. That's something we got to try.
Mm.
That sounds good.
Yeah, but we don't have an oven.
Oh, we literally have nothing in this office.
No.
Can you do it in the air fryer? We got one of those.
Yeah, but that's not ours. And that air fryer made the power go out the other day.
Okay, so we won't do that then.
Do we need power at a radio station?
No, apparently not. And I can't get to the roof to go and see what the power outage is because I can't do that anymore.
No, that's a new revelation to us.
Did you guys get in trouble for going on the roof by the boss?
I don't think we're allowed to talk about it.
Thank God this is on the podcast and not on air.
Hi, Beck. If you did miss the actual Breakfast Show podcast, here it is. And catch us 5:30 weekdays on Mackay and the Whit Sundays, Triple M.
Deb Weber, she's world famous. She was been on Channel 10, Gem TV series Sensing Murder. Nine-year column in a Women's Day magazine. She's the legit thing.
Absolutely. She's joining us now as she's coming to Mackay. Deb, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Jay and Dave. Thanks. And
Mackay. Look, we are excited to see you. Saturday, 13th of April at the Endergrove Tavern. We'll get to more of that very soon. How does somebody realise that they have a gift like you do, Deb?
Mm, good question. Everyone asks me that question. When do you realise? How do you realise? Mm.
You don't just wake up one night and go, "Oh, I've got psychic abilities."
Well, you know, you realise when you see someone walking through your room, you can see right through them. and you can pick up smells like cigarette smell and no one's smoking. There's different ways, isn't it, that people realise it because you may think something and it happens. There you are. There's a little bit of your psychic ability because everyone's psychic. The whole planet, people, every person is.
Absolutely.
So how do you develop that, though? Because, I mean, you said, you know, you smell smoke, but nobody's smoking around you. I get that every now and again at home.
Yeah, well, to develop it, for me, you know, people do a workshop and then I teach them how to do it. But once you've got the technique, it's practice, practice, practice. And you've got to practice on people. no point in practicing to the atmosphere, really, because it can't answer you. Well, it does answer you, but you may not pick up on it.
Yeah, right.
So well, really, you can sit down and learn how to do it. And then it's just practice and living it and being consciously aware of everything around you. You know, the smells, the feelings. If you're getting sick and it's not you being sick, but you are getting sick. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. No. Oh, it does. To me, it does, because I've always been interested in this sort of stuff. But I'm just looking at, and your resume is amazing. When we talk about, like, the Channel 10 and Gem series, Sensing Murder, what did they have you doing on that series for those people who didn't see it?
Oh, on Sensing Murder, that was, well, we went in with cold cases. We didn't know. Well, I live in Queensland, and when I was filming in New Zealand, I didn't know. I knew the day I was going to fly out, but I didn't know where I was going to fly until I got to the airport and they'd ring me. They'd just say, go to the airport at 10 o'clock, you know, 2 hours before because it was international. And then I'd go to the airport, and then they'd tell me where I was going to fly to, usually New Zealand, but I didn't know which town. And then we got picked up. Sort of, and then straight on, usually straight onto set. Like they'd take us out, well, they'd put us in a motel room, and then they'd say, oh, I'll start. And you go, okay.
So you're trying to pick up something that has obviously terrible that happened to people with using your ability.
Yeah, in a room without being told anything at all.
Wow. Aren't you supposed to like get yourself into the mindset of picking up on things?
Well, I go into a semi trance. Yeah, so when I'm in the trance, my human brain sort of leaves my body, common sense and everything, and you just go into a trance and then I start feeling things, sensing things, hearing things, seeing things like film clips in front of me and inside my head. So we just pick up on the sensing murder, we pick up whatever's around, and hopefully you're reading the right person, because in that show, we don't even know if we're in the right town. Or anything.
Yeah,
so
right.
To pluck things out of an atmosphere of the universal information, I mean, pretty. I think that's pretty incredible,
absolutely.
Really. So, I mean, what?
Music clips. Wow.
Well, but people see different visions and stuff, and I've been told many times before that if you are just, something pops into your head and you're not even expecting to think about that or why is it sometimes that's a message from the other side, right?
Well, it can be. Yeah, or it can be just your mind thinking of subconsciously bringing something forward. You know how people ask for signs?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't believe in doing that. People say they want a sign, and I think the word sign itself is just a bit washy, you know? It's just a bit soft, I think. So I say to people, if you want to try and make contact with someone that you love, that you know, what you could do is just say, this is what I've done forever. You know, I just say, I want to have contact with you. And I always say to spirit, like, I'm human and I'm sick, really, really sick. Sick as two bricks. And if you don't put something in front of my face or in my body or make me feel it, I won't be able to do it.
Okay, well, look, the only sign I see these days is KFC. So the 13th of April, it's a Saturday night.
Now, so what will people expect from your show, Deb?
Nothing, Jay.
I feel like a comedic stand-up routine. But no, you'll be reading people in the audience and that kind of
thing? Yeah, absolutely. But expectation brings disappointment. You don't expect anything from me. And also, you know, surely, how do we know they're even going to talk to us? So I'm planning and I'm hoping is that, yes, I will do readings. I will go to people. They're called spot readings. So very quick, just try and do it fast.
Yeah, right.
And short little reading for random people in the audience. And then, you know, I'll try and do question and answer time. And then we'll do a meditation at the end with the singing crystal bowls. So it's actually a really beautiful evening. And, it spins, all of them spin me out. Every one of them, they're all different. Each show is completely different.
Well, you can grab your tickets, debweber.com.au, or you can win some on us right now, 133-53.
Yeah, give us a call. We'll give you a couple of tickets. Can we go as well?
Absolutely.
All right.
He's always after a freebie, this one. Deb Weber is
always in person, Dave. If you're not in person, I'll know your spirit hanging around.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Great, as always, to catch up with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks, Dave. You have a great day.
Right now, though,
the people are real.
The cases are real.
The rulings are final.
This is Judge
Jay. It's time to don the wig, slip on the dress, and pick up the gavel.
Now, I do have the gavel for a bit of a bang here now. It works.
Good.
Your cases emailed into us or via our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. These two here, I had a breeze over them, and I think you're about to read them for the first time. Great dividing cases. I like these.
Oh, that's good. Amanda in South Mackay to kick things off. My husband and I have an issue. It's about knives and kids. He says the kids won't know how to use a knife if they're not given one. I only give them a fork for safety. He says fork alone lends to a lot of fingers being used to chase down the stray peas. What's the big deal? Re the dishes. It doesn't make more dish loads. Judgment, please. Amanda in South Mackay.
Now, when I was a younger one, back when I was a child.
Not only do we get the judgment, we get a story out
a
of it,
a life story. Yeah. Everything has a life story. we weren't allowed to have knives either.
Really?
No.
Is that a thing?
It was a thing in my family because we had to learn how to use the fork properly. It's kind of like when you go to school and you have to use a pencil until you write neatly enough to get a pen license and you can use a pen. So it was the same sort of thing. We had to show that we could use a fork correctly before we could use a butter knife.
There you go. But, so you have a knife license.
Yes. So I'm with Amanda's husband on this one. I feel like it just should be, you should be, like, I feel like I missed out.
Yeah.
So I feel like the knife should be brought in to learn earlier.
So you're with Amanda on this one because her husband is actually saying no knives, isn't he?
My husband and I have this issue. It's about knives and kids. He says the kids won't know how to use a knife. No, he's saying...
Oh, okay, so you're with the husband, right?
Yeah,
okay.
The husband. So I think you should bring out the knife for the kids to use earlier.
All right, Amanda in South Mackay, that backfired on you, didn't it?
And I love how people are coming to me for their parental issues.
It's because you've got no kids.
That's very true. Why. And I can be very blunt about the whole thing.
That's right. You've got no sway either way.
Next case.
Nathan in Slade Point, thank you very much for your case. When you make a bed with printed sheets, should the top sheet have the printed side facing up or down? Let's settle this. The wife says she always puts the printed side up because her mother always has. If I make a bed, she will undo it and make it up her way. Nathan in Slade Point.
Nathan? Happy wife, happy life. Have you ever heard that saying, my friend? Let's look at this smartly.
Yeah.
Right? So you've made the bed. She doesn't like the way you've done it.
Yeah.
She takes the sheet off and turns it up the way that she wants it. So theoretically, she's remade the bed. Nathan, just let her have the sheet the way she wants to have it, and she's made the bed the way she wants it, and you don't have to do that anymore.
That's good. This is a way out of it, Nathan. Well done.
Exactly right.
You've cracked the code. Basically. But who actually has a top sheet these days? Well, oh, no, I don't.
Why don't you have a top sheet?
I just have the fitted sheet and the doona, and that's it.
Gross.
What do you mean it's gross?
Well, the fitted sheet protects you from the actual blanket or the doona. So you don't have to wash out as much. You have the fitted sheet on top of your bed so that you only have to wash the sheet more often than the actual doona. That's what the whole thing's about. And your dog sleeps in your bed.
Yeah, on top of the bed. I don't get this whatsoever. What's the need for a top sheet? Seriously.
That's baloney, sir!
I'm mesmerised by that. I always chuck the top sheet out when I get the new sheets.
That's baloney, sir.
Don't tell me you have a fitted sheet.
I do. I have a sheet on the actual mattress. Then a top sheet, and then the blanket. Anyway, that's a different subject. We're taking away from Nathan.
Okay, sorry, Nathan. Do what you keep doing. Just keep doing it, mate, because you've cracked it. Well done.
And this is how you save marriages, by coming to Judge Jay with your cases, and we ruin your favour.
The people are real.
The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Jay.
TikTok is the best platform at cracking down on problems. So deleting comments, deleting videos that are inappropriate, all that kind of stuff happens so fast on TikTok. It is mind-blowing.
Right,
brilliant.
Right.
It is so good. Are we worried about some bloke in China tapping into their systems, pulling out my information? Mate, I'm not. I couldn't give a rat's.
We're with you, Trev. I don't think it's... There's some really bad content on TikTok, and that's just my account. But I don't know whether it needs to be taken off Australian hands, though.
Yeah, look, I like it because it's got recipes on there, too. You never try them, but it's always good to see them.
You save them with intention to use it, and you never
yes,
do it.
Yes, it's always the case. Sienna is actually on the yes, get rid of it ban. She says, yes, oh, my God, it's like a drug to kids' brains.
Dougie and Walkerson, what are you saying? Get rid of it? Keep it?
Mate, I really don't care. Like, I'm not computer literate, so I wouldn't even know how to set it up. But at the end of the day, I think if everyone's worried about spies listening in there, well, why don't you fellas... Because Trump can't get anyone to put a song together for him. If you guys, put on the air that you're going to write a song so Trump can play it when he on his election thing, well, if someone's listening on TikTok, mate, they're going to know about it, and it'll be on Sunrise tomorrow morning.
Are you talking about a suburban song? We should make one for Trump.
Yeah, well, whatever, mate. You're brilliant. And, like, if you do that song and say you're going to put it on TikTok,
yeah.
Well, if they're listening, mate, Trump's going to know all about it before the sun comes up tomorrow morning.
And hey, if we go missing, you know why.
Well, that's right. Well, then probably a lot of people will just get rid of TikTok. You know, you probably save the world.
You might be on a winner there. Dougie, why does the song R.E.M.'s Orange Crush come to mind when you're talking Trump?
He looks like an omphalopper, doesn't he?
He does, yes.
I'm not computer literate. I'm not politically... I've got no brains when it comes to that either, so I really don't know, mate, what the similarity...
That's why we will hide as well, because we know nothing about politics either, mate.
Like I said, bro, let's put it to rest and do that song and see if someone is listening on TikTok.
We'll see. We'll give it a crack and see what happens. I don't think it'll make it to anything important, any sort of... any music platform. I don't see Spotify picking that up anytime soon. That's the song there. What would you sing?
Got my spine, I've got my... Orange Trump.
Mark's call. Mark, should we get rid of TikTok or keep it, mate?
Oh, I reckon we should keep it, legends.
Okay.
Right. Always a good laugh on there. I know some of those young buggers get on there and post some silly stuff, but...
That's usually just Dave, too. One time we went to Queensland Country Bank Stadium, and he was in the middle of the stadium trying to take a selfie video, Mark, and he stuffed it up completely. It looked like a boomer.
I reckon keep it. It's always good entertainment. And a lot of people where I am down the coast there in Sunny Coast, Noosa, they all recognise because of me red. You off TikTok. I know you.
Yeah, you don't want to be driving while on TikTok, mate. That's the worst thing you can do.
Thank you for the call too, mate. There you go. Which, a lot of people are saying keep it on social.
Yeah.
But I think Sienna's the only person saying get rid of it.